Once again, Jobs would end up suffering bad publicity without making a penny. Apple's stock price kept dropping, and by March 2003, even the new options were so low that Jobs traded in all of them for an outright grant of $75 million worth of shares, which amounted to about $8.3 million for each year he had worked since coming back in 1997 through the end of the vesting in 2006. None of this would have mattered much if the Wall Street Journal had not run a powerful series in 2006 about backdated stock options. Apple wasn't mentioned, but its board appointed a committee of three members, Al Gore, Eric Schmidt of Google, and Jerry York, formerly of IBM and Chrysler, to investigate its own practices. We decided at the outset that if Steve was at fault, we would let the chips fall where they may, Gore recalled. The committee uncovered some irregularities with Jobs's grants and those of other top officers, and it immediately turned the findings over to the SEC. Jobs was aware of the backdating, the report said, but he ended up not benefiting financially. A board committee at Disney also found that similar backdating had occurred at Pixar when Jobs was in charge.